What's up, world? It's your boy Dylan Brooks here, coming at you live with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into something that often gets swept under the rug. Sorrow. Yeah, I know, it doesn't exactly sound like a party, does it? But trust me, there's beauty in sadness, and understanding that can actually make you stronger, wiser, and more compassionate. Ever felt like your happiness was constantly being chased by this looming shadow of grief or loss? We all have those moments, those gut-wrenching experiences that leave us feeling broken and adrift. But what if I told you that sorrow isn't just a negative emotion to be avoided? What if it could be a powerful teacher, a catalyst for growth and self-discovery? Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you embrace the beauty of sorrow. First up, recognize that sorrow is a natural part of the human experience. Like sunshine and rain, joy and sadness are 2 sides of the same coin. Trying to suppress or deny your feelings only pushes them deeper, creating an emotional backlog that eventually explodes. Accepting sorrow as a valid emotion allows you to process it in a healthy way. It's like giving yourself permission to grieve, to feel the pain without judgment. Second, remember that sorrow can be a powerful teacher. When we experience loss or disappointment, it forces us to confront our vulnerabilities and examine our values. Think about it this way. When you stumble, do you just ignore it and keep walking? Or do you take a moment to analyze what happened, learn from your mistakes, and adjust your course? Sorrow does the same thing for your soul. It highlights areas that need attention, pushing you to grow and evolve as a person. Third, embrace the wisdom found in vulnerability. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about cultivating strength through self-awareness and acceptance. When we allow ourselves to feel sorrow authentically, we open up to deeper connections with others. Sharing our vulnerabilities creates empathy and understanding, building stronger relationships based on trust and compassion. Fourth, practice gratitude even amidst the darkness. This one might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. When we focus solely on what's lacking, it's easy to get lost in a spiral of negativity. But by actively seeking out things to be grateful for, no matter how small, we shift our perspective and find moments of light even in the darkest times. Maybe it's the warmth of your coffee, the laughter of a loved one, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning with another chance to make a difference. Finally, remember that sorrow is temporary. Life is a constant ebb and flow, with highs and lows, triumphs and failures. While the pain may feel intense in the moment, it won't last forever. Just like the sun sets each night, giving way to the beauty of dawn, sorrow eventually gives way to hope and renewal. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend just went through a terrible breakup. They're heartbroken, feeling lost and alone. You want to comfort them, right? But what if you try telling them to just snap out of it or that they'll find someone better eventually? That wouldn't be very helpful, would it? They need someone who understands their pain, who listens without judgment and offers a shoulder to lean on. You don't have to have all the answers, but simply being present and acknowledging their sorrow can make a world of difference. Listen up. These are the takeaways we're focusing on today. 1. Sorrow is natural. 2. It teaches us valuable lessons about ourselves. 3. Vulnerability builds stronger connections. 4. Gratitude shines even in darkness. 5. Sorrow is temporary. So remember, when you feel that wave of sadness crashing over you, don't resist it. Allow yourself to feel it fully, learn from it, and emerge stronger on the other side. Keep rocking your stoic journey, my friends. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little wisdom on embracing the beauty of sorrow. Let me know your thoughts. What are some ways you cope with difficult emotions? Join the conversation on our social media channels. We love hearing from you. Until next time, stay stoic and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.